From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Over the weekend, President Trump was quoted saying he was interested in meeting with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. And that has set off alarm bells inside South Florida's large Venezuelan diaspora. In an interview with Axios, President Trump said he's open to meeting with Maduro, even though his administration no longer recognizes Maduro or his authoritarian socialist regime as legitimate. Trump also disparaged the man the U.S. does recognize as Venezuela's real president, opposition leader Juan Guaido. It all left many Venezuelans in South Florida bewildered. Miami business consultant Millie Herrera is a Democrat. She thinks Trump's remarks will alienate expat voters here and make them reassess his stalled efforts to restore democracy in their native country.
I'm very hopeful that they can see through the false promises and false expectations. You know, when it gets close to an election cycle, they come to Miami and they go like, Cuba libre, Venezuela libre, and nothing is going to happen.
But Venezuelans here who support Trump point out he has since clarified his remarks to say he'd meet with Maduro only to discuss his exit from power. Expat Lourdes Ubieta is a Spanish language radio host in Miami. She's voting for Trump because he's made Venezuela a foreign policy priority.
Not only Trump, politicians have to meet with evil as part of their job. So if a meeting with Maduro will bring freedom and democracy to Venezuela, I applaud the meeting.
Despite Trump's Axios remarks, Juan Guaido's ambassador to Washington thanked Trump this week for his steadfast support. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.